Nothing happened that night. We went to sleep. Everything happened the next day. In the afternoon, Dean and I went downtown Denver for our various chores and to see the Travel Bureau for a car to New York. On the way home in the late afternoon, we started out for Okie Frankie's up Broadway, where Dean suddenly sauntered into a sports goods store, calmly picked up a softball on the counter, and came out, popping it up and down in his palm. Nobody noticed. Nobody ever even notices such things. It was a drowsy, hot afternoon. We played catch as we went along. We'll get a Travel Bureau car for sure tomorrow. A woman friend had given me a big quart of old granddad bourbon. We started drinking it at Frankie's house. Across the cornfield in back lived a beautiful young chick that Dean has been trying to make ever since he arrived. Trouble was brewing. He threw too many pebbles in her window and frightened her. As we scattered toys and sat talk, Dean kept running out the back kitchen door and crossing the cornfield to throw pebbles and whistle. Once in a while, Jana went out to peek. Suddenly, Dean came back pale. Trouble, my boy. That gal's mother is after me with a shotgun, and she's got a gang of high school kids to beat me up from down the road. What's this? Where are they? Across the cornfield, my boy. Dean was drunk. We went out together and crossed the cornfield in the moonlight. I saw groups of people in the dark dirt road. Here they come, I heard. Wait a minute, I said. What's the matter, please? The mother lurked in the background with a big shotgun across her arm. That damn friend of yours has been annoying us long enough. I'm not the kind to call the law. If he comes back here once more, I'm gonna shoot and shoot to kill. The high school boys were clustered. Their fists knotted. I was so drunk I didn't care either, but I soothed everybody some. I said he won't do it again. I'll watch him. He's my brother and he listens to me. Please put your gun away. Don't bother about anything. Just one more time, she said firmly, grimly, across the dark. When my husband gets home, I'm sending him after you. You don't have to do that. He won't bother you anymore. Understand? Now be calm, and it's okay.